or check out our music-related book and giftware selections. Visit us online at winnipegrecordandtape.com for store hours and to sign up for our mailing lists to be kept up to date on new arrivals and special events. Winnipeg Record and Tape at 1079 Wellington Avenue. Get yourself some groove therapy today.
Zuckerman's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 present Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Zuckerman's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Zuckerman's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue, but like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Zuckerman's.
Trout Forest Music Festival's back and ready to light up Ear Falls, Ontario for another unforgettable weekend in the woods. From August 14th to 16th, Ear Falls Waterfront Park hosts 3 days of music and camping on the lake, 4 hours east of Winnipeg, but a world away from the everyday. Our lineup is stacked with a host of the most exciting voices in Canadian roots and folk, including the gritty, emotional depth of Juno Award winner Mariel Buckley and Moon River's lush indie folk. Son of Dave is sure to bring his signature raw, high-energy performance, while festival favorites the D-Rangers promise to showcase their classic country storytelling. With talent like Dom and Jacob, Raven Reed, Irvin Miller, and more rounding things out, it's a weekend that flows from the intimate to full tilt festival energy. Tickets are on sale now at troutfest.com with early bird prices on weekend passes available until July 31st. Camping and RV passes are extra, but this amazing lineup of talents is a great value for all. Don't miss the 2026 Trout Forest Music Festival from August 14th to 16th in beautiful Ear Falls, Ontario, proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
We never steal cars, but we deal hard. Whip it real hard. Whip it real hard. I caught a charge. I caught a charge. Whip it real hard. Whip it real hard. Ain't bought no funny shit. Still bitches in business. I am on my money. Shit. Still whipping them fences. Every day I am hustling. Every day I am hustling. Every day I am hustling, hustling, hustling.
You're listening to CJUM 101.5 FM in Winnipeg. A healthy disrespect for copyright since 1998.
Every day I am hustling. Every day I am hustling. Every day I am hustling, hustling, hustling.
The following program may or may not contain objectionable words, risque, questionable, or nasty and naughty subject matter, possibly graphic depictions of violent situations. If any of the following disturb you in any way, please feel free to tune out and tune back in when the show is over. Have a nice day.
Naughty words, maybe. Very few violent situations, aplenty to be sure, on this brand spanking new live episode of Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM. Crazy, strange music for crazy, strange times. A little bit doomed, a little bit anxious, a little bit ecstatic at times, a bit of everything. Alternative to your alternative, everything in between, everything else. If you don't know what that means, you're about to find out. In these insane, insane times, I've been falling back on artists who are just playing consistent. There's nothing wrong with being a very consistent artist, I think, and there's plenty of them out there. Consistently bad, I think a lot of them. Consistently good, though, are the ones I seek out. There's a rare trick that a lot of artists, certain artists pull, not a lot, but a select few pull, where they are both consistent, but also progressive with their sound. They keep on moving stylistically, keep on changing things up. I've had Propagandi on repeat, trying to get through the discography, Converge as well. Both artists who are staggering in their consistency, in their quality of music, but also staggering in how they always manage to change it up a little bit every single time while still maintaining that high quality. Dinosaur Jr. is another band like that. I was thinking about that with their new single, Several, Got Away. Every album by Dinosaur Jr., at least post 2003, kind of sounds the same, but in a way that's very comfortable. They don't really push the envelope, so maybe they don't fall into that camp. Wilco, maybe. Spoon, maybe also, but I've been thinking particularly more about Mastodon, who even in spite of losing, firing and then, you know, the death of key member Brett Hinds, sound just as Mastodon as ever, but even more, if you can imagine that, even more so. They push in the prog, the space rockiness up to the forefront, ton twister riffs, big drums, huge breakdowns, and hits you right in the core. They said explicitly, this album coming out, which is called Marrow Deep, will not be as fantastical, instead be full of grief. However, that just makes them sound even more Mastodon. This is their new single, newest single, called Snakes for Dinner. Going to follow that up with a little bit of Black Mountain. Once again, this is Post Everything, 101.5 UM FM. We are actually going to start with that Black Mountain track. What a treat for you Black Mountain fans out there. Recently fallen in love with this band, Vancouver-based, spacey, psych rock. Once again, much like Mastodon, huge riffs, huge sound. Classic rock fan and metal fan in me loves it. Funny story about this track, but for now, this is Florian Saucer Attack by Black Mountain from their album 4. We'll be right back.
lands in your eyes.
Fun fact about that song that I didn't share before it played was that song, Snakes for Dinner, newest single by Mastodon from their upcoming record Marrow Deep, features Josh Homme of Queens of the Stone Age and Caius, who also, that same week that this song came out, released songs with Shania Twain and his own band, of course, Queens of the Stone Age. Busy, busy boy, even if it's giving a few lines, maybe half a verse of the outro to a new Mastodon song. Awash in Grief, once again, that was Snakes for Dinner by Mastodon. Right now, you're listening to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM. Before that was Black Mountain with a track called Florian Saucer Attack from their record 4, which I thought was their record Destroyer, as I'm an avid listener of library CDs. One of the main reasons I go to the Winnipeg Public Library is to browse their huge and somewhat wacky, all over the place CD collection, listen to stuff I normally wouldn't even think to, albums that slipped my gaze in prior years, bands that I've been meaning to check out, one of them being, of course, Black Mountain from Vancouver. But this was a CD that was in the wrong case. Of course, I thought it was a copy of Destroyer, so I thought I was genuinely tweaking out when I was listening to this record late at night a few nights ago. I think it was Saturday night, and out of nowhere it had 10 tracks. I frantically grabbed the copy of the CD, looked at the back, there was supposed to be 8 tracks, so I thought maybe I got a deluxe edition. I looked online, everywhere, there was no such thing as a deluxe edition of Destroyer by Black Mountain. I looked up the songs, the lyrics I was hearing, they were from the prior album, once again Black Mountain's 4, and so I thought maybe this was a weird, I don't know what you call that, a misprint, if that's such a thing in the CD world. Little did I think to check the actual CD and see that it was the wrong album. So I thought it was Horns Arising, I believe. It is Florian Saucer Attack. Long and somewhat uninteresting story. However, I love Black Mountain now. I love that, like many great Canadian acts, they kind of point backwards in a very irreverent way, but clearly have a respect for the source material that they're kind of poking fun at. We kind of feel like we're in on the joke, but it's the songcraft is so top-notch. Thinking about Sloan, thinking about Joel Plaskett, thinking about Broken Social Scene, they sound like this melting pot of influences, and they sound like they're at the same time making fun of those influences, but also partaking in the family tree of said influences. On the other hand, you have some more serious acts who are deathly, deathly serious about their influences and the music that they like. Namely, I'm thinking of Winnipeg's Leon's Getting Larger, who are serious in the best possible way. Their new record, whose name is slipping my mind, is pretty fantastic. A complete and utter, like most of their music, love letter to the emo revival of 15 to 20 years ago. Bands like Empire, I Was a Lonely Estate, Tigers, Jaws, Modern Baseball, you name it. Midwest emo, slowcore-ish emo, kind of almost third wave emo at times, second wave as well, jawbreakery kind of Thursday stuff creeping through. Basically, the album of 8 songs is a love letter to emo of all kind, and I'm putting one of my favorite tracks from the record called Leave Your Shoes at the Door, which was actually a prior single, but who's really counting right now, as a bit of a reprieve between two other deathly serious bands who wear their influences on their sleeves, as a means to push said influences forward. The world of post-hardcore, noise rock, etc., emo-ish type stuff, starting with Teen Suicide, Keeping Her Keys from their new record, Nude Descending the Staircase Headless. And then after Leon's, a little bit of Initiate with Numb the Pain. You're listening to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM. Once again, this is Teen Suicide with Keeping Her Keys. That was a new track by Initiate from, I believe, Virginia, maybe North Carolina. Track's called Numb the Pain. And Hear Me Out It reminds me of a few different guilty pleasures of mine. Plug your ears if you want to respect me afterwards. It kind of has a fusion thing going on, something I appreciated about the Callous Dowboys' new record as well, where it kind of reminded me of pop punky melodic metalcore nu metal type stuff, very big riffs with a little dash in the verses of Watch Out era Alexis on Fire. Alexis on Fire isn't that bad, but I think in some circles it would get me laughed at. It would get me the boot. In particular, I think it has that kind of stop-start feel that I really love about certain tracks from Alexis on Fire's Watch Out. And in particular, it was Fear of Myself that made me odd. I don't think I've played that track before, but if you get the chance, check it out. Check out the whole album. That I don't care what you like. Alexis on Fire, Watch Out. It's one of my 10 out of 10s. I have a whole list somewhere. It's one of the 10 out of 10s. I could listen to it all day, every day. Probably not skip any tracks, maybe one or two tracks if I'm being honest, but 10 out of 10, go check it out. Canadian post-hardcore classic. Before that, emo classic of the future, maybe. Winnipeg's Leon's Getting Larger with Leave Your Shoes at the Door from their record if you lived here you'd be home by now. That's the record. Before that, kicking things off with Teen Suicide with Keeping Her Keys. You're listening right now to the home of Guilty or Guiltless Pleasures and Slight Darkness post everything on 101.5 UMFM. We're going to plunge straight into darkness. I know probably some of you have been waiting for me to include a truly heavy segment once again, and I'd like to let you know I'm back on my BS, listening to lots of crust-punk, grindcore, hardcore, metalcore, you name it, all of the above, from all over the place. It's the only thing that satisfies a certain itch, especially D-beat, crust-punk type stuff. Furious, furious stuff. Pitch black darkness. There's a lot of defiance, a lot of anger. These are rage-filled times. There's a lot to be really, really angry about. I'm sure I don't have to remind you. I talked about it last time. So we're going to kick things off. Another great Winnipeg group called Commitment, straight edge hardcore right here from our underground. Song called Come What May. Going to follow that up with Spain's Cop on Fire, Fargo's Chronic, then another great but somewhat unsung grind crust act from Winnipeg's past, Skeleton. You're listening once again post everything 101.5 UMFM. This is Come What May by Commitment.
Fades away.
That was a somewhat undersung D-beat crust punk Winnipeg band called Skeleton from about 20 or so years ago. A song called Causer of Outbreaks. Before that, not Winnipeg band, Fargo band called Chronic, a track called Dealer, short and sweet. Before that even, Spanish band Cop on Fire, also from about 20 or so years ago, with a track called, I don't know how to say this, I think it's Spanish, I assume it's like Number One Paso Tres. I don't know what that means. I'm sorry if that's like offensive or anything wildly offensive. And kicking things off, of course, was Winnipeg's Commitment from their new record, a song called Come What May. Winnipeg Straight Edge. You're listening to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM. Keeping things fast and furious for the moment, and definitely full of rage, out for blood. Lots of things to be angry, very, very angry about. Like I said, in case you missed it, yeah, lots to be angry about. Not just the heat, not just the people around you. Higher up, it goes higher. Again, I won't get into it too much because then I'll get angry and the show might suffer. I'm actually in quite a calm mood despite that music, but I'm sure later I'll want to listen to something to thrash around a bit too and just froth at the mouth. We're calming down quite a bit, so you know, let's go down a level. Let's take her easy. Let's take a deep breath. Less angry, a little more yearny, kind of odd, fuzzy, slightly folksy, little jangly indie rock stuff. Little dose of math rock in there, I want to say. A little bit of noise rock. Bit all over the place. The stranger side of indie rock anyways. Another one of my favorite Winnipeg groups, band called Virgo Rising. Favorite here at the station. They have a new song, the title track from their record coming out in November, I think, called Wishbone. Following that up with even weirder Krill, a song called Commemorative Plaque, and Anything's Off, another classic that I've grown to love, Idaho, the song called Drive It. You're listening to Post Everything, 101.5. This is Wishbone by Virgo Rising.
If I was not there, nice ahead, my ride. If I was there, then nice. sand it or sharpen it. Moving back home, I thought I would hate it.
Speaking of Dinosaur Jr., that was Idaho with Drive It, a track from 1994. Sounds slightly indebted to Jay Maskus's drawl and penchant for fuzzy, slightly twangy indie rock. Growing up around my house, my dad had shorthand for a lot of different genres of music. If he didn't know the name of a genre or what a style was called, he would have a shorthand for it. One of those shorthands was Dumb and Dumber soundtrack music, because like if you haven't listened to it already, the Dumb and Dumber soundtrack was entirely composed of bands like Crash Test Dummies and the Lemonheads, who were like one degree removed from Jay Maskus and Dinosaur Jr., kind of fuzzy, slightly jangly indie rock, alt rock, slightly punkish kind of indie college rock music, whatever you want to call it. Lots of names for it, and he didn't know any of those names, so every time he'd hear a song that sounded like that, once again, Drive It by Idaho, he'd say, oh, like Dumb and Dumber soundtrack. And I'd say, yeah, you know what? You're right. I'll give you that one. Before that was a band called Krill, first single in a few years called Commemorative Plaque. Satisfies my guilty love of Modest Mouse, or not so guilty. I'm not sure. And before that, Winnipeg's own Virgo Rising, new track called Wishbone from the upcoming album of the same name. They have a show coming up in a few months to celebrate said record at the West End Cultural Center. Y'all better show up, buy your tickets now. It's destined, I think, to sell out. You're listening to Post Everything on 101.5 UMFM, and we are not for time. Those who know that Post Everything is only 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. every Monday. So the good news is I'll be back 4 p.m. next week, probably live, probably with great more head smashing and crying and doomy kind of music of all sorts of kinds. If you miss me, of course, I'm on the website. For now, we're going to end things off on a very bright note, as I like to do, to lead things into Talkin' Hockey, the Hockey Talkin' Show. Leave off with some good vibes, some neon lit in this case, kind of psyche, indie, jangly pop music from yesteryear that came out just a few days ago, I think. Olivia Tremor Control coming back with a single called Garden of Light. After that, a recent artist I've fallen in love with named only known as Greg Freeman, the track called Indu. For now, you've been listening to Post Everything, 101.5 UMFM. Go out into the world full of anger, full of righteous anger, hopefully, full of love, full of hate, full of whatever you are. Just be present, be honest. That's my big message for you going into the week forward. This is Garden of Light by the Olivia Tremor Control. I'll see you next week.
Everything you look at looks back at you. The shelves are all empty, but your private life consumed. It's been a while since you've looked within, but have you tried talking to your medicine? All I wanna do is look at you, looking at me with the moonlight in your eyes. These days come so quick, these nights go so quick now. All right.
This is Michael from Orbit Service. You're listening to 101.5 CJU.